we know that half a dozen couples will be coming to our office to request marriage licenses. And for the first time in the South, we're going to hold those marriage licenses and hopefully approve them if the Attorney General of the state of North Carolina allows us to.
Are you in contact with him? Are you trying to get a ruling on that tonight from him?
We would love to get a ruling from him tonight. Realistically, we don't necessarily expect anything to come tonight, but I am optimistic that he would potentially give us an opinion.
Today, it was shared that he supports same-sex marriage, but that he will fully defend the state against any challenges to the constitutional ban.
Yes. So we are waiting to see if that means we are legally allowed to issue same-sex marriage licenses to these half a dozen couples. But we were really encouraged when the Attorney General came out and said that he was in support of equality for all people. But we don't necessarily know what he will do in regards to these six couples.
If you issue these licenses to these couples before you've heard anything definitive from the Attorney General, and then they are ultimately denied, do they take these licenses to court?
I would imagine. So our opinion is that we wait until we get the approval. If we have the approval, then we feel like they could be valid. We've seen this happen already in Pennsylvania, where the Attorney General said that her name's Kathleen Kane. She believes that it is wholly unconstitutional to deny same-sex partners the right to marriage. And they had a ban on same-sex marriage in Pennsylvania. And then we saw the Register of Wills, Bruce Hines, start issuing marriage licenses. So if we can get the approval, like other attorney generals have done across the country, we would be more than open to start issuing marriage licenses tomorrow.
What's behind that decision?
I have been in office for 3 years now, and I've had to turn down marriages from some really close friends, and it's a really horrible thing to do. And we decided that we were no longer going to deny marriage licenses to gay people if we can have higher authority tell us that we're legally allowed to not deny them any longer.
And when you say we, are you talking Buncombe County government?
Buncombe County government and my office specifically.
Are you worried about going out on a limb like this?
I got into office to help change things. I got into politics to help try and potentially make the world a better place. And the citizens of my county knew exactly where I stood on this issue. And many of them were very hopeful that I would be a leader in the push for marriage rights for all people. So I feel like I'm standing up for my county when I'm standing up for marriage equality.
And are you prepared to take some heat for this?
I am very much expecting to take some heat for this, but that's okay. I feel like I believe that I'm probably on the right side of history on this, and I hope that the Attorney General will take a bold stance to join me in allowing me to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.